The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah.
Yeah. So here's the story. It involves a car rental company.
Okay.
And this video has gone viral. It's on TikTok. It's on Instagram. There's YouTube videos about it. This guy rents a car from Hertz. I've never rented from Hertz, I don't think. Oh, maybe I did once. I might have once. I usually use, who's the people that used to say, we'll pick you up? Remember those commercials?
Avis?
Enterprise. Enterprise. I always use Enterprise. But anyhow, this guy rents an electric car from Hertz. They've been advertising. You know, Tom Brady, they got those electric cars. So he rents an electric car from Hertz. Now, there have already been stories, I guess, about people renting electric cars from Hertz, and then Hertz trying to charge them for gas, saying you still have to pay this much for gas.
Well, that's ridiculous.
There's no gas. Right. It was a whole other scandal. So in this story, Hertz apparently tried to collect $10,000from this guy as a mileage charge because this customer booked this electric car, but it's an unlimited mileage rental. That's what they say it's called, an unlimited mileage rental. And somehow he returned this car with 25,000 extra miles on it. Now, I don't know how that's possible.
Because how long did he have
like it? A month. So, and someone did the math. They said you'd have to drive it, like, if you drove it 70 miles per hour for 10 hours a day, it would take you 36 days to do that.
Okay.
70 miles for 10 hours a day. It would take you 36 days. So maybe he's driving 24 hours a day. I don't know. The backstory didn't seem important to this guy or to the guy who's working at Hertz. The guy working at Hertz starts arguing with him. He says, you're going to have to pay this $10,000. We're charging your credit card or whatever. And he's like, no, this is unlimited. It doesn't say anywhere that I'm limited. And the Hertz guy says, it doesn't say anywhere that you can drive at 25,000 miles. Like, what is
you're
happening?
You're going to charge this to $10,000 to my credit?
Yes.
When this literally, that's not even allowed. But I never
you
signed.
You show me where it says I can't charge it.
It literally says to refer to this if there's anything extra. I've never signed anything saying that I could only go 100 miles a day or anything like that, or that I would have to pay more.
Right. But you also never, like you said earlier, you
just agreed, right? I never have signed that.
You never signed anything that's in that. But you also never signed anything saying we allowed you to drive 25,000 miles.
No, what kind of circular logic?
It is 100,000 miles.
No, it is not.
I mean, this guy working there, if this is real, it appears to be real, saying, you know, okay, you did sign that. But you also didn't sign anything that says I can't charge you $10,000. You never signed anything that says you can drive it specifically 25,000 miles.
Right.
So I guess the guy's profile, what's his name? Life is Son 3000. So I guess Hertz has, they found out about this video, and they've apologized. And I will say, it's like car rental places and airlines. If you complain about them on social media, they find it pretty quick.
Right. Okay.
Have you noticed that? Like, if you got a problem with one of those, and you complain, if you've got just a few followers, they usually look into that. They seem to have whole teams that are watching social media. So I don't know if that's what happened here, but they put out a statement and they said customer satisfaction are top priority, and we sincerely regret the customer's experience, one of our franchise locations, blah, blah, blah. You know, per the terms of the contract, he will not be billed for the mileage. And they go on and on. But in that moment, the guy's saying, no, I'm charging you $10,000 to your credit card. And I get that sinking feeling of those times in my life where someone has put this bill in front of my face and said, hey, this is what you owe or else, and you don't have the money.
Why would this guy who works at Hertz, what's his problem?
I don't understand.
Like, why do you care?
Why does he?
And I'm being honest, like, okay, you're a good employee or whatever, but why would you care so much to try to overrule the contract? Like, if the guy came in and be like, God damn, you put 25,000 miles on this car? And he's like, yeah. And I'm like, is it unlimited? And then he shows me the contract. I look at the contract. It's unlimited. And I'm like, oh, whatever.
Right. Why do you care?
It's not my car.
Yeah. And now instead you've got Hertz.
And then when Hertz comes back to me and they're like, hey, I'd be like, oh,
is that unlimited?
Unlimited.
I don't know how he did it. Must have had it on autopilot or whatever, but right. somehow he did 25,000 miles on it. You know, and now instead you've got Hertz putting out this apology. And later in that apology, they talk about how we're looking into that franchise yeah, right. And the employees or whatever. So it didn't do you any good. It did the exact opposite.
Right.
But still, they've already got your card. So at that point now, you know, that guy has presumably been charged $10,000. That could not happen on my card. It would say declined.
I mean, no.
But lots of people could. My girlfriend had her card on there, which is usually how we rent cars.
Right, sure.
Then they could have done it. And I would have crapped my pants. I mean, $10,000, and what do you do? How do you fight it? Now, with this, it's like they already put this on your credit card, so I guess you go fight it with the credit card company first and Hertz. Try and call someone else at Hertz. You try and do that. But when it's something that you go, oh, I actually owe this. I didn't realize this was going to be expensive, or I didn't realize that this bill wasn't getting paid. Those moments. I told you I had one once where my mortgage payment had gone up because of taxes. I didn't know that. So I had been getting behind on my mortgage without knowing it. They call me. I go on there. I'm like, oh, I need to get caught up, right? In order to get caught up, I had to pay a minimum of these mortgages plus fines. And they would not get rid of the fines. I thought, well, I'll talk to them. They'll get rid of the fines.
Sure.
They wouldn't do it. So they said, if you don't want to lose your house, you got to pay us $3,800 by Friday. And I'm like, okay.
Did you do it?
How the hell am I going to do this, right? Like, I don't know how to do this. By Friday? I don't want to give you that much money. Here, I thought I was like, you know, $500 behind or something from taxes. Now you want almost $4,000? Those sinking moments where you go, what the hell am I going to do? And for me, at least, I don't know about you, but those moments for me, I always have the thought of like, I give up.
Yeah, no.
It's always that big bill where I just go, I give up.
Yeah, I started it too. Like, I don't know. What are you going to do?
I'm done, right?
Well, I guess I start over. They're going to take your house over late fees?
Because the mortgages weren't fully paid. So, you know, they're saying you're behind this many mortgages or whatever and you haven't paid the fees. So, and I don't know what the law is, how long you're allowed to be behind. I think it's longer. But I still, if I didn't pay it, they were just going to keep racking up fees that they weren't willing to get rid of. So
well, what happened?
I just had to transfer basically all the money that I had, put everything into one account, you know, and get them off my back. But then you just go, I just want to start over.
Do you have the same company?
I give up. Right now, it's switched.
Yeah, it's switched.
It seems to switch every, I don't know, 2 years. Does yours do that? They send you something in the mail?
Mine's been with that flag star or whatever for a while. I don't know.
I don't know whose mine's. I went to pay one time, and they said, you don't have a mortgage with us. And I went, oh, my God, they're taking my house. I don't read my mail. So I called them, and they're like, oh, yeah, we don't have your mortgage anymore. And I got that sinking feeling of, like, the sheriff's on his way.
Same thing happened to me. It was, but somebody else bought my mortgage.
Yeah, and then they say, call this company. I'm like, oh.
Wasn't it, like, Mr. Bob Baker or something?
I think the one that I got switched to, I had something, Mr. Cooper.
Mr. Cooper.
Have you heard of Mr. Cooper?
Hanging with Mr. Cooper.
Yeah.
I think I've heard of it.
Yeah. I'd never heard of it before, but. And so, something called, like, Lakeview? I don't know.
That's mine. I think Lakeview is, like, this big, giant corporation.
I can't figure it out.
And they hire, like, different banks and stuff to do the processing for them.
Okay.
Because a guy from Lakeview called me. He's like, hey, man, we should remortgage your house. I'm like, I don't have a house with you.
Right. Who are you?
Right. And he's like, no, you do. I'm like, no, I don't. Like, I'm looking at it, right? It's Flagstar. He's like, yeah, no. We're the parent company of Flagstar or something. I'm like, wait, you guys own, like, banks? And he's like, yeah, we have these banks do our stuff for us, but we're the ones who own your mortgage.
And it's like, you know what? This doesn't sound very good.
Then, like,
I just wish it was, like, the 60s. I don't think this was going on. Why is this happening? I've never seen your name on anything, and now you're saying you own the mortgage? I don't get it. And they just switched your mortgage?
But I still play Flagstar?
Right.
Why?
Right.
Why I pay you?
I don't understand. And how is it that you're just switching the mortgage in the middle of the night, and then somebody calls me and says, hey, it's a new bank? It's like,
yeah, we sold your mortgage. I'm like, why? I didn't tell you could do
exactly.
that.
Exactly. Have you always been
allowed
to do that?
I thought we were partners here.
Exactly. No. I thought you trusted me. I thought we were in this together. That's why I've been trying to take care of this place. Well, I remember you had the guy come over to do plumbing at your house, and he wanted cash, and he was trying to be intimidating.
Right. He should come over and kick my ass.
Yes. How much did he want?
He quoted you one number and then, like, tripled.
Quoted him, like, $300.
Well, yeah, so I had a leaky bathtub.
Balloon knot.
I had a leaky bathtub, and this guy comes over, and he's like, oh, yeah. He worked on it for a second, and then he's like, oh, you need to replace this part. I'm like, okay, well, how much is it going to be? He's like, $250. I'm like, okay. So then he's like, you know, we'll come over this weekend and do it. I'm like, okay. So I leave. This guy says he's coming over to do it, right?
Yeah.
And I leave. I think I go to my kids' baseball games or whatever. I come back home, and it's a different guy, you know, than I did. But it must have been somebody who worked for him.
I didn't remember that part. Okay.
Yeah, it's a different guy, but it must have been somebody who worked for him. And he's like, you know, this Roger guy sent me over. I'm like, okay. And then he's like, man, you know, I went through, and, like, he's...
torn your house apart.
Yeah, cut a hole in the ceiling and all this stuff.
While you're gone.
Man, that's like $250. And he's like, okay, you know, well, you know, if I was a plumber, this would be a lot more expensive. Like, I'm talking to the guy. I'm like, yeah. All right, you know, I don't think anything about it. And then, you know, he leaves, and I'm like, all right, you know, I'll pay Roger or whatever. And Roger calls me, and he's like, it's like $2,000.
Yeah.
I'm like, no way.
And cash only.
Yeah.
Part of it, too.
And so they were like, well, you know, you knew about it. I'm like, I didn't know about it. And by the way, you quoted me $250. And they're like, yeah, but it needed the work. I'm like, you got to call me and tell me that it's going to be $1,800 more than you quoted me. Like, that's no, you stop whatever you're doing and you say, hey, this is a much bigger job than we thought.
Yeah.
We're going to have to cut into your walls and fix your plumbing. And then I tell you yes or no.
That's how it should work.
Didn't they not have receipts, too?
Or
yeah. For the parts. Yeah, for the stuff he went and bought.
But so go through all that. And the guy says he's going to kick my ass. We're screaming at each other on the phone, whatever. So I end up, I'm like, you know what? I just split $800. That's what you're going to get from me. Okay, so I pay him $800, which I'm not happy about.
No.
But I pay him $800, like, whatever. The goddamn thing... 3 months later, leaks again.
Yeah.
And we had to call our buddy.
The handyman.
The U-turn. No.
Oh, yeah. When we had Dick Ray, master plumber.
No, it was another guy.
Oh, yeah, that's right. My buddy, Tanner.
Yes, Tanner. And he came over, and he had to tear out the ceiling again.
Yeah.
And he was like, yeah, the guy almost did it right.
Yeah.
But he forgot this part and this part, and that's why it leaked. I'm like.
It made no sense.
Yes.
Made no sense.
That's horrible.
Right. No, and Tanner wouldn't do that.
His name was Oren or something.
Okay.
That's close enough. If a guy with a roundabout name of Oren comes over and wants to do your plumbing, do not let him.
Does part of you think he did it right, and then when you argue, you like, you know, took
messed it up.
Off?
You know, that's a possibility. We never talked about that.
What's
but
that?
Like, if you because you argued about it, didn't want to pay full price, and he secretly just you know just
no,
loosened
no,
something
guy never
a little
came
bit.
Back.
Oh, okay.
There it was done no and all sealed back up and everything.
Yeah,
yeah.
Because I can see, like, you know, I'm going to take
this
one thing
too.
Now, but in a few weeks it'll
be right. No, because I had somebody come over and I was arguing, like, you didn't even do it right, and there was some sort of term.
Yeah.
He's like, well, what didn't I do right? And I was like, well, you didn't put in this. And then there was a pause. And then he started arguing with me again. Like, it almost went through his head, like, oh, damn, maybe I didn't do that. I was like, what are you doing, man? Well, yeah, that was it.
Yeah.
The Church of Laszlo. On 98.9 The Rock.
Yo!
Yo! All right, so... I guess...
Give me a shot. First beer of the day.
Oh, yeah. Do you need one?
Yeah.
Yes?
Why not? Sure.
I totally forgot. Oops. Someone's been sitting in my seat. No, I think that's from a couple days ago. Here you go, my
friend. Almost fell over the other day. So.
Yeah, I know. Okay. So, I don't think you're going to like this, Laszlo. Maybe you will. I don't know. Well, a couple's fighting. It's as old as time. I think fighting is necessary and therapeutic, you know. I years ago, I used to say to you, what if we'd call it a God machine or a whatever machine, and it had the answers. It was just the answer machine. You could type it in, and it would just give you, this is the truth. You know, you get an argument with someone, and you say, which is right, and this God machine would just give you the answer. I mean, let's talk about that.
Yeah.
Well, we have it now. It's called ChatGPT. And so, yes, it's in.
Well, we had it with Google, didn't we, at some point?
A little bit, but now you've got this thing that's talking to you. And it's telling you, you don't have to go search through an article. You don't have to read through it and see what kind of advice, and if it pertains to your particular situation. People are now using ChatGPT to win arguments. And I saw one guy said he was complaining because he says his girlfriend does it all the time, which I'm surprised my girlfriend doesn't do because she uses she hits her limit for ChatGPT every day on all of her devices. She uses it constantly. And I guess maybe we don't fight enough that she's thought to use it. But this guy said that his girlfriend uses it constantly. She'll actually leave the room and then come back and start fighting again. And he figured out that she was getting this stuff from ChatGPT. And she started telling him, like, no, ChatGPT says you're wrong. ChatGPT says you're being a jerk. Stuff like that.
Oh, really? Because, like, you don't make an opinion?
Yes, because they said, they talked to some experts. I think it was like Huffington Post or one of those websites. They talked to experts about it, relationship experts. And these people said it's actually not a bad idea, or not the worst idea, I think is what they said, for some stuff. And they said, especially if you can't afford a therapist. So they're not saying avoid it. They're saying it might not be the worst thing.
I hear a lot of people use ChatGPT as a therapist.
They do? I hadn't thought of that.
Yeah.
I mean,
it knows a lot about you.
Yeah.
You can ask it questions. Sure.
I'm old, so it took me a while to get in the habit of just using a Copilot is what it's called on Windows. Same thing. Of using it to, you know, like I was looking at cars with my brother, electric cars, and I'm thinking, what's the mileage of a 2023 such and such, you know? And instead of going to Google and then finding an article that shows me, I just ask Copilot, and it's like right here.
Right.
And it took me a while to kind of get in the habit of doing that.
I use it as like a Google tool.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think if I was younger, I would have, you know, started using it more sooner probably, but I can't deny the fact that I am not young anymore. So, but young people are using it to fight, and you've got therapists saying, yeah, it's not the worst idea, which is kind of crazy, but they said you got to be careful.
At least it's accurate.
Well, right.
I don't like the idea of it giving an opinion.
That's the thing.
Because then I would be like, well, my ChatGPT said you're a bitch.
That they said there's a good chance that ChatGPT will back you up. If you give it leading questions, things like, is this person being a jerk? Or, you know, I think Lazo's being a jerk. Am I nuts? Stuff like that. So you can use it that way to make it, and then you can make the argument. See, ChatGPT says you're not fighting fair or whatever. And I don't like that because here's the thing about fighting, even though I know I'm right, obviously.
Sure, well, else you wouldn't be fighting.
Right. Sometimes there are things in there that are, they're not searchable on the internet. My weapon that I'm going to use is not a real disagreement over the facts of our relationship. That's what we're fighting about initially. You said this. No, I didn't. You do this. No, you don't. That sort of thing. But when I'm ready to actually start firing missiles, it's not things that you're going to be able to look up on ChatGPT.
No.
My fights don't work that way. I guess other people's fights maybe work differently. They're actually fighting and saying, no, this is what you're supposed to do. You should do this much. I mean, like, what could you be fighting about that you're looking it up on ChatGPT? I think that you don't help out around the house enough. What kind of stuff could you be, unless you're actually arguing about, no, who was president in 1934?
And then, who cares? Like, that, then the answer is there.
Right. When you're in a fight, at least in my experience, it's getting personal now because we're fighting.
Well, you make a good point.
It starts with an argument over something about our lives, which ChatGPT shouldn't know the answer to. Did I or did I not tell you this 6 years ago that I would never do this or whatever?
Right.
And then now, you know, is your brother an asshole? I mean, ChatGPT's not going to know the answer to that.
Do you think he's cheating on me?
Yeah.
I was trying to think, like, you know, what people are arguing about.
Are you a miserable bitch?
Right.
You know, let me look that up. He says I'm a miserable bitch. You know, of course it's going to say no. No, you're not.
Let me. I'm going to ask ChatGPT right now if I'm an asshole.
Okay, you go ahead. But I think if this becomes a thing where my girlfriend is saying, hey, we need to have well-constructed fights, which is how they put it, these relationship experts put it, a well-constructed fight, and we're going to use ChatGPT, I would walk out of the house. I'm done. You're not using the God machine. You're not using AI to fight with me because we're not going to fight about. We shouldn't be fighting about anything that you can search or ask ChatGPT about. Mm. If you say, is it okay for him to break Xbox controller and scream out loud? Is that considered threatening behavior? That sort of thing. Well, maybe you can look that up. Well, come on.
I guess.
We already know the answer.
Right.
It's not great, but.
Well, ChatGPT wasn't there.
It's not the worst. Right. And ChatGPT wasn't there.
But no,
didn't see what happened.
Right.
I think these guys on Call of Duty are cheating. So, you know, I can't imagine a scenario where we're arguing about stuff that you would search on ChatGPT. Did you ask it if you're an asshole?
I did.
And what did it say?
It said only of being a laid-back, funny, chaos-riding single dad who loves sports, chicken wings, and doesn't stress much about formalities.
Jesus Christ, it knows you.
Dude, it knows you. Do you don't use it that often?
No. Not that often.
Okay, yeah. It knows you. It knows every single thing that you've asked it, and it knows
that's the thing.
Everything you
remember those ones I tried to use, and it was like, they don't remember.
They do.
Oh, Copilot does.
Right, that's what I was so trying to do. Remember I showed you, and I said, I asked over and over, do you remember
on the phone.
Conversation?
Yes, on the phone, it was saying, like on iPhones, it was saying that it doesn't store the questions that you
asked.
Mine
said that, too, but I think it's saying, like, I remember. It doesn't remember. Sometimes it doesn't remember every question you ask it. I think that's what it's saying, but it knows who you are.
And I feel like on my computer, it remembers that. Also, it knows who I am.
On my phone. It knew
who I was from, like, internet stuff. It knew basics about me then. It takes all of it, but stuff that I'm like, that information I don't think is out there, but I'm sure it's scouring social media and everything else. It's crazy, and it does know who you are. So you can ask it a question like Lazarus just did, and it gives you a whole answer.
No way. Actually, said I was pretty awesome.
Said you're laid back.
Yeah.
Which I guess if you're getting in a fight, and you can actually use ChatGPT to do this, if she says, I think you are a dickhead, and I think that your behavior is threatening, I search and say, am I a dickhead? Is my behavior threatening? And he says, no. Only if a laid-back guy who throws Xbox controllers is considered threatening, well, then I guess we've got a fight on our hands. Here's the deal. If you're going to use ChatGPT, you have to agree to give in to its answers.
Well, then our ChatGPTs will fight each other.
Just have them do it for us.
Right.
Just say, hey, I need you to fight with him. Figure this out.
Who's right, who's wrong? We'll come to some sort of agreement.
You know what I'll let you start doing since you already know everything about it? I'm just going to let you start listening to me. Record my entire life, 24 hours a day. I'm that confident in my correctness. I want you to listen to every single conversation we have and record it and store it and listen to it. And then when we get in a fight, I want you to tell me who's right and who's wrong. That's how confident I am. I know I'm right. I don't get in a fight unless I know I'm right.
I'm going to ask.
So it's weird that someone's fighting with me because
I'm going to ask it if you're an asshole.
They know I'm right. Don't ask that.
I'm going to ask that. Do you ask yours if you're right?
I can ask. I guess I can ask. I mean, I'm a little worried about the answer. Your answer made me feel a little less concerned. Did you ask it, Snowcone? You just want me to ask it if I'm an asshole?
I did. It said something about. I'll find it here. 1 second.
It's going to be curious while we're all asking it the same thing. It says, hey, I ask it if I'm an asshole. Don't be hard on yourself. Everyone has moments where they might not act their best, but that doesn't define who you are. What's got you feeling this way? Now, see ChatGPT already knows I throw stuff.
It sounds
stuff.
Like you might be dealing with a situation where you're questioning your actions or wondering how you come across to others.
See, listen to this. That it knows that he's a sensitive, overly sensitive
and it says,
guy.
That's a tough spot to be in. If you want, feel free to share a bit more about what happened, and I can try to help you reflect on it.
Listen to that. It knows that he is overly sensitive, right, and that he worries about that stuff, and it gives him a different answer. Mine says everyone has moments where they might not act their best. It knows that I kick things and that I throw things.
I asked it if you were.
Yeah.
Well, I'd say Simplass is probably more of a lovable pain in the ass than an actual asshole, right?
Boom.
He's the guy who keeps things interesting. He adds his own chaos to the mix. You two have that dynamic where you're busting each other's chops all day, but it's all in good fun. So, no, he's not an asshole. Just that's part of his charm.
Does this scare you at all?
God damn, man.
Does this scare you at all?
It's
I don't want to be the old man here, but does it scare you at all?
I love it.
It could do our jobs. I'm pretty confident it could do our jobs now.
I'm asking.
And probably do it better. But if not, it's soon. It's coming real soon.
Do we get the religious tax break for this?
That's a great point.
The Church of Laszlo on 98.9 The Rock.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.